This is KUNM. I'm Celia Rainey. New Mexico has one of the highest suicide rates in the country, and more than half of those deaths involved a gun. Some state lawmakers want to reduce suicides by confiscating guns from people who could pose a danger to themselves or others. The measure is known as a red flag law. Public Health New Mexico's May Ortega reports. A warning, this story is about suicide and gun violence.
Desiree Woodland has a framed picture of her son Ryan in the kitchen. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia 12 years ago.
This is him and his sister. And this is, he was already ill.
Ryan was put on medication to address the schizophrenia, but not his anxiety and depression. Woodland says she didn't know that her son was feeling suicidal, but once he did ask her about what happens to people who kill themselves after they die.
And I said, well, only God knows what they're suffering. I didn't know he was talking about himself.
Talking more openly about mental illness and suicide might have helped Ryan, Woodland says, but their family never really did that.
I just think we didn't realize how important it was to talk about what's going on inside of you and make that be okay and not just blow it off or brush it away.
9 months after he was diagnosed, she says, Ryan bought a gun and shot himself at their house. His internet search history showed he had researched how to do it. He was 24. Woodland doesn't think that the proposed red flag law would have changed anything for her family.
If there were guns in the house and I knew someone was suicidal, that would be an easier thing. But to just, I mean, my son just didn't show any signs and he got a gun, but I didn't know it. So that wouldn't have helped him at all.
More than 260 New Mexicans used a gun to kill themselves in 2017. Our suicide rate is 70% higher than the national average. Under the law, a police officer would check on a person who's been flagged by someone they live with. If police find that that person poses an immediate danger to themselves or others, they would go to a judge who could schedule a hearing with the gun owner to decide whether that person's guns should be taken away for up to a year. That hearing would have to happen within 2 weeks. Michael Norco says suicide rates do go down in states with red flag laws like this. He's a psychiatry professor at the Yale School of Medicine in Connecticut.
It's not going to prevent all the suicides, but it will have a noticeable effect, most likely.
Connecticut was one of the first states to pass a red flag law, and its firearm suicide rate shrank by 14%.
It's actually become kind of a public health tool that mostly has the effect of preventing suicides, or at least delaying them.
House Republicans have voted against the bill in committee, questioning things like whether guns could be taken from the wrong owner by mistake. Second Amendment rights were a top concern, but none of these lawmakers would talk to us. Democratic Representative Damon Eli says his bill was written with Second Amendment protections in mind.
What we're trying to do is provide a balance between people's right to bear arms and the obligation that we have as a state for public safety to save lives.
Remember, a judge has to sign off, Eli says, and people can only report folks they live with. You can't be reported by a neighbor who's got a bone to pick.
There should be a mechanism by which you can remove guns from the house.
But Cal Spencer worries that having the police go to someone's house to take their guns away could actually worsen that person's mental state.
There may be better ways of doing that rather than having the police kick down your door, which is my concern.
So this is 300 H&H Magnum, so it's basically what you would call out in these neck of the woods an elk rifle.
Spencer owns 10 guns. He's on the board of the Los Alamos Sportsmen's Club.
I think if we stress education and responsibility, then guns are just another tool in the house.
The red flag proposal could restrict a person's access to their own guns when they've broken no laws, Spencer says, and it lacks bipartisan support. That, he says, makes it harder to figure something out that works for everyone.
The problem is trying to get some sort of middle ground or some sort of procedures that try to lessen the impact of gun violence while not creating prohibitions.
Ultimately, Spencer asks, what if people aren't comfortable contacting police about their friends and family when they are going through tough times? He says you can't change culture by passing a law. For KUNM, I'm May Ortega.
The bill was scheduled to be heard on the House floor Wednesday night, February 13th. Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and from KUNM listeners like you.